This week's shiur is sponsored by the Wallerstein Mishpacha, Lina Nishma Shvinsa, Basar B'Eliezer, Aleha Shalom, as your site is Yud Beis Macheshvan. Shkoyach Rosh Yeshiva for coming.
Rambam, Perek Zayin, Tvidim U'Musafim. That the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is al kol ish mi Yisrael b'chol makom u'b'chol zaman. B'chol zaman means even b'zman hazeh. That Sfiras HaOmer is chayiv mideraisa even b'zman hazeh. There's a gemara in Zvachim, in Menaches, that you learned, that there's a machloikas amoroyim. If mitzvah lemimni yoimi, mitzvah lemimni shvui, one of the amoroyim was moine yomim and shavuos, the other one was moine yomim and it was not moine shavuos, even though in Chumash state, Sheva Shabbos is tmimos, tisperu chamishim yoim, and we learn out from one pasuk shavuos and from one pasuk yomim. The Gemara says, because it's only zeichel mikdash. So Rashi's mazbir that Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh is zeichel mikdash, meaning because there's no avoas haOmer, when in the parsha state usvat miyoyim aviyachem es Omer at nufa tisperu chamishim yoim, is bizman hazeh tezayin nissen. Is not Yoim Aviyachem Esoimer at Nufa. Tezayin Nissen is not Yoim Aviyachem Esoimer at Nufa. The Torah state, Yoim Aviyachem, so the male it's only Zeichel Mikdash. Yet, what's with the man the Yomar that says he doesn't hold from the Svara of Zeichel Mikdash? Either he taka holds it's not Zeichel Mikdash, and he holds that it's a mitzvah. The Raisa, and he doesn't reckon with the Svar of Yoim Aviyachem, which is, why not Taka? Or he agrees that it's only Zeichel HaMikdash, and Avo Pikein, just because it's Zeichel HaMikdash, you don't change the Tzuras HaMitzvah, like we have Zeichel HaMikdash, Lamashal, we're Noita Lulav, Kol Zayin. Ash Letztens, we were Noita Lulav. It's just 2 weeks, 4 weeks. No, we did it different than in the original mitzvah. The same mitzvah that was in Mikdash, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, Kol Zayin. So the same thing we did in Medina, Kol Zayin al Zeichel HaMikdash. So just because it's Zeichel HaMikdash, it doesn't have to change the Tzuras
HaMitzvah.
The Psulim could be in the Usmachtem also. You know, Shoyin in the beginning of Lulav HaGazel, a mashma that in the Yusvachtem and the Kol Zayin B'Mikdash there's a difference. The Rashba, the Ritva, no Rashba, but the Ritva should say. I'm not saying, but L'chur, the Zeichel HaMikdash doesn't really change the Tzuras HaMitzvah. So there's Torah on that. Why in Sfiras HaOmer it does and in Lulav it doesn't. Biskarov speaks about it, and that's why we say an Arachman together with Sfiras HaOmer B'Zman HaZeh. Because it's Poshet, there's no Avoah Sa'oimer, so it's like a different Tzuras HaMitzvah. The ganze Heftz is anders. You're not counting from the Oimer. Ribald, you're not counting from the Oimer, it's an Andersach. Mashenken Lulav is Lulav. The Smachtem Lefnei Hashem Lekechem is not in the Tzuras HaMitzvah, it's only in the Mechayim of the Mitzvah. So Shleip Estama in the Briskerov in Menaches. Maybe around here somewhere in the stencil in Menaches. But the Ran in the end of Psochem says that Roiva Meforshim, Amachriya, not like the Ram, because they probably hold that both Mandi Yomrim hold it's not a deraisa. Because without a Oimer, why should there be Sfiras HaOmer? And the Rambam is a Yechidah, the Rambam argues. But a Hezba for the Rambam, he says, the Rambam probably learns that the Mandi Yomra who says, Mimni Yoimi, Mimni Shvui, holds it's a deraisa, but he doesn't explain how the Rambam gets a chaneitza with the problem Rashi says, Sedach Neshtaka Noim, is for Adam from Reb Chaim, that the Baal, the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira, Ki Yodua, Paskins, the Gemara, which is in a few Masechtas, that Makrivin Aval Pisha Ein Bayis, that Bezman Hazeh there's Akrovas Kobonis, Vashimoisi, the Rambam brings the Pasik, Vashimoisi as Mikdashechem, Aval P. Shehem Shoimimim Adayin Bigdushos and Enkaimim. So the Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchir Perek Vav says that Gdushas Migdosh never becomes bottle, because Gdushas Migdosh is Dutnei Ashchino. The Shchino Loi Beteilo. Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Beis Abchir. Memele, so there is a Krovas Oime Bezman Hazeh. Now Mekemish, for whatever reason, we don't know where, we don't have... We have ikuvim could be of tumah. Certain tumas don't have a din hutra betzibur, or yodeinu tkifa, whether yodeinu loy tkifa the goyim velunus nishlazen. So meleila when I'm makriv oime bezman hazeh, but that's a oimis. Napshat, there's no chiyuv oime bezman hazeh. There's no din oime bezman hazeh. If there wouldn't be a mikdash, and it would be today churban. And there wouldn't be a din akrova because there's no gdushas mikdash. Then we understand it's not noyig without if there's no akrova, there's no mokam mikdash, there's no din oimus, not anoyness. But if there is a din mikdash, then we have a problem using the mikdash. Then could be that that's considered noyig mizmanaseh. As they zok tebchai.
You don't need the mizbeach.
No, the makriven avol b'shem bayis means that you're makayim b'makayim, even if there's no mizbeach. Let me read the Rambam just to be sure. Katsa Gemara, ki the sharitzpah, there is such a thing. You could be putting mizbeach over there yourself and put it on. You don't need yen mizbeach. Right, except we can't find the makam. But if we would know the makam, if another would come and tell us where and what, and the goyim would allow us to do it, and we would be Torah enough to do it, we could do it. So the problem is ikuvim. So Tuchayim, ikuvim is not called ein oime. No din migdash. That means no akrava. That's called ein oime. Ein avas oime. But if it's only technical, for whatever combination of reasons, we can't do it. Das heißt nicht ein oime. That's Shita Saramba. Makrivim, akobones, avol b'sheim shom bayis bonul, even if it's choriv, kedusha v'shoyne kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'osed lova. Lama ani oimer, the Rambam says, because l'ashimoy simik b'sheichem, this is what Reb Chaim says. So kilu Reb Chaim throws back the kasha on the Rav HaMefarsha. So why do we hold that it's called no oimer? And to say that Roiv Rishonim hold that there's no Kedushas Mikdash b'zman hazeh, that b'stam it doesn't shtim, because we don't have recorded Roiv Rishonim. The Raivad himself is very debatable, because the Raivad says there's no chorus. Well, the Gabi certain dinim, the Raivad clearly agrees that there is Mikdash b'zman hazeh, l'moshal the Gabi Moira Mikdash. Rambam and the Rambam's Upaskins Moira Mikdash Bisman Azeh, the Raiva doesn't argue. And they name on that if Azoivai, the mitzvah Moira Mikdash is Negev Bisman Azeh. So why, Taka, is Reb Chaim's teretz only a teretz for one Shita, the Rambam Shita? But other Rishonim that are going to hold La Halacha, that there is Mikdash Bisman Azeh, and you're not allowed to go on the Mokam HaMikdash. And there's chorus if you go on the Mokam HaMikdash. Why like them is it considered Einoina?
There's a Chazal. Avraham Avinu asked what schus the Bnei Yisrael have. He said, schus HaKarbunas. He asked Bishlam, Bezman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. So you see, Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, there's no Karbunas.
This can sign, maybe it means the poil. We haven't had a Karbun since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, by the way. This never happened. Reb Akiva Yosef Schlesinger was made a movement to bring a Korban Pesach. It was a kind of nish given. It's a shun 2,000 years ago, and all the land was mohobin nish kenveis ha-migdash. It's a sachlam donim.
Yeah, but you say it's bishlein,
Weil wenn Joda beruht HaKoibisch, es ist ein tausender Jahr, was man bringt Korbanis, weil man nicht kennen, weil Begoyen...
Es ist nicht, weil man weiß nicht, man kann man nicht...
Du sagst auch, wir kennen Schmitzen, dann weiß man nicht, wir sind in Ingolis. Nein, ich mache länger besser, Kasche. Ich kenne Befänger von einem Fähigen mit Nechateinu. Sagt die Kommissar, Medrisch, mit Nechateinu, sondern mit jedem Jante, mit Nechateinu, Galine, mit Azeinu, in Israchaktu, mit Admoiseinu. Nein, אנחנו יכולים לאלץ ולרוץ ולעשת את חוב יסיינו בבייס בירו זכר. בני היוד שנשתלך במקדשך. פרציס, סאמס. ואז זה גוון החובן, ודגויים הם זרוז גבורפן פנרס ישראל, וזה פברנדם בייס המקדש, is technisch kennen wir nicht bei Korbanis. Aber es ist männlich wie Oynes. Steht nicht damit nicht an der Einu, als Erge wie an Oynes. Nein, ja, ja, das Schluch aber mit der Schecher. Und das Schluch, das ist ein Stalcher. Aber wir kennen nicht, weil der Jad, was hat Cholow gemacht, ist besser Amiglisch. Lass uns nicht rein, ist besser Amiglisch. Wir sind doch ein. Aber wir probieren, bringen nach Korban auf dem besser Amiglisch in der dritten Welt noch um. Ich kenne gar nicht. Wegen So that's the Chaim says a starke Svara. That why would it, let's say 1 year in the time of the Beis Hamikdash there would have been a noyness. We would say miyoyim aviyachem if you're nenas. So Chaim challenges you and he says it's nish mustava. It's the yoyim that's what's it called set aside for avos soim legally. Ayich of grade nish geken bringen. It doesn't say mey aviyachem. It says miyoyim aviyachem. Okay. Gerade bei Shtei Alechem steht Ad Aviyachem es Korban Elokeichem. But the Miyoyim Aviyachem steht Miyoyim Aviyachem. Okay. So I want to bring in here an Indian. The Rambam Paskins, there's a Gemara in the end of Ashoichet Ve'amale, which the Rambam Paskins, that the din of Aloha Bachutz and Shchita Bachutz, if you're not allowed to be makriv korbanos b'chutz because of the pasuk v'al pesach oil moyed lo yehviyoy and you chayiv chorus for being malish chutz kotshim b'chutz and being shoychet kotshim b'chutz in the end of zvachim is noyeg b'zman hazeh because the Gemara again is toiled that in kedusha v'shoyin a kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asid lovoy and v'bal we paskin. So the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Maisa Korbanis brings la halacha that you either bizman hazeh because it's called al pesach oil moyed lo yevioy because it's miskabel bifnim, you could bring it bifnim. Mi sheshochat kotshim bizman hazeh behel ochutz la azoro chayiv. She wrongly called with name Shat and Mondaloshan. She mutter la hakriv avopi shame bayis, she dusha vishoina kitchel the shite of the kitchel of the loving, kemoisha beyond. Ramam perik yutes, aloha tes vov. The Ramam in Hilchas is surim is beyach. Legabi the loisase, to matel mum the kotchim, paskins that is manazer, you're not loike. The tumul in the noise kalim, what does that mean? You're not koyin, not like it. It means it's not even an issa deraisa, it's issa derabanan, or it's some kind of an issa deraisa, miktsas issa. But akoponim, not the regular love of the issa to be matul mum de koch. Amam perik aleph, isurim is beach. Matul mum de kotchim. So it is a lav kol mum lo yiyeh boy. Shezu azoro shelo yitem boy mum. The lav in the Torah to put a mum in kotchim. Ve'ein aloike ela bizman shebeisamig de shkayom shereho yoroyu le korben u posloy. Aber bizman haze, eine loike. Because it's not royal lekorb. So when he brings the din of Allah b'chutz and shchita b'chutz, you could, his loshen is yachol to bring it. That's his loshen, no? Loshen of Rambam, in the end of that is called miskabel b'fnim. She mutter lahakriv, mipnei shu royu likorev b'fnim. It's royu to be korev b'fnim. And here he says, she royu likorev u'pasloi. There is steht is for other nashtikl in kilis yankiv zvachim. Kilis yankiv in zvachim speaks about this, and he's miyashivit. If I remember correctly, what he said built on a sefer achinuch, that the sefer achinuch in Parshas Re'eh brings that bezman hazeh is the din. Shchita b'chutz, and b'zman hazeh is a din aloha b'chutz, aloha sasa. But there's also a mitzvah in Parshas Re'eh of Shom Motale, that is a mitzvah to vaveisim Shom, to bring korbonis to the Beis HaMikdash. Here the Chinuch says that's noyeg only b'zman she Beis HaMikdash kayim. B'zman she ain Beis HaMikdash kayim, there's no mitzvah to bring korbonis. So, legabirich isachutz, makriven avol b'shem bayis. Legabir the mitzvah to bring a korban, there's no bayis. Das steht. Chinuch says, without a bayis, really the Rambam begins hilchas beis abchira, mitzvah saseh to build the beis abchira, so we should have a place where to bring the korbanos. It's clear, mashma from the Rambam, that the mitzvah of avos korbanos needs an actual beis hamikdash. So to start the Kilis Yankiv, state that even if there's a din makrivin, that means if you'll bring a carbon, you brought a carbon in a Kedushas Mikdash. But the chayva, the mitzvah to bring carbonos, is not to bring it to Kedushas Mikdash. That's to bring it in the Beis Abchira. And the Mela, if you bring it, the Rambam says amazing lashon, mutter lahak. It's mutter to bring korbanos bizman hazeh. Oh, but the mitzvah's eser to bring korbanos, all korbanos, is not ramye without a beis hamikdash. And neilu zok tekilas yankiv, shchut echutz is measured el pesach oil moyed lo yevioi. You need it should be royally iskabel bifnim. Avada bizman hazeh, it's royally iskabel bifnim. Aber the din of tomin yiel ratzon means interfering with your atol asmum with its din to be tomin yiel ratzon. If all there's no mitzvahs korban bezman hazeh, we don't have a din that we should keep our korbanos tmimim leratzon to be able to use them, because we don't have to use them. So interfering with mum is not a lot deraisa bezman hazeh. But being makriv b'chutz, when there's an ability to be makriv b'fnim, does he yeh mederaisa b'zman hazeh. And this is what the Kilis Yankiv says, to be miyashiv these two Rambams, I'll pee what it says in Sefer HaChinuch.
Carbon on a mitzvah is not
holy.
Carbon on a mitzvah is not
holy. Chas v'shalom. Carbon could be, why? There's a hegdish, there's a beis hamikdash, you bring it, you brought it. What do you mean get a mitzvah? Mitzvah is a tzvaytazah. Maybe it's a mitzvah kiyumis and maybe it's a rishos. But you're not mekayim a mitzvah sasei. No mitzvah sasei. You were mekayim a carbon. You had a carbon. You had a carbon. Was oilo l'rotzim. If you bring a carbon, yochid bizman hazeh, you brought an oilo, but you didn't have to.
Once there's a din that if you decide to make this a carbon, you're saying, you know what, you can't bring it, you must bring it in the proper place.
Only kachi.
That's what it is, but it's royal, it's sponsored. Yeah, exactly. Before it became a carbon, there's no fear.
If there's no kachi, if it's chulin, you could be makin it on your roof. Only if it's, you're allowed to be makin kachi b'chutz. You're allowed to be makin chulin b'chutz. Only kachi you can be makin. No, there is a lav today on Choshchut Echot.
But not on the moon.
But it's Kachim, I made it Kachim. I was Magdish. We're talking about I was Magdish of the Heim of Zman Hazeh. And then I was Matal on Mum. So after Rambam, I'm not over Allah. I heard this Chinuch, I heard it once from my father. I can't remember Ligabi what. And I also heard it once from Rav Gifta. That's before I saw this Kilis Yankiv. In different places, they said that we have to assume that there's no mitzvah today to bring korbanos, but there is a kiyum korbanos like the Rambam, and memelu you have to make the cheshbonos accordingly. Eivazei, we have a psicha to try to understand where is a tzad to be choylik on the Rambam and Reb Chaim. Avada Reb Chaim Tainis, that today it's called Yoim Aviyachem, because you'll bring it, it's a korban bezmanoi. And it's a korban bezmanoi, you'll bring the korban in its right time. And it's chal that you brought a noimer. And on any given year that Klal Yisrael chooses today to bring a noimer, they're mekayim a noimer, they brought a noimer. They were makriv a noimer, and it was oil l'rotzim for Klal Yisrael a korban noimer. That's not an issue. The Meila, that's called Yom Aviyachem. And the Cholkim, they say that's not enough for the din that the Torah was toilet. The din Sfira in the din Akrova. Maybe they need, there should be a, when in Sfira you want to give a mitzvah. So when is it Noyeg, the mitzvah of Sfira? When it's Noyeg, the mitzvah of Akrova Soimer. If it's not noyig the mitzvah of Akrov HaSoimer, why should it be noyig the mitzvah of Sfira HaSoimer? So the Shcholkim and the Rambam are going to be toile the mitzvah of Oimer in the mitzvah of Sfira HaSoimer in the mitzvah of Avo HaSoimer. And the Rambam says, nay, as long as there's a yoim aviyachem es Oimer at Mufa, and that's the yoim in kachim. In kachim, there's a yoim aviyachem esoimer atnufa, because you bring it, you brought it this man. You bring it tomorrow, it's other zman and bottle kabono. You bring it yesterday, it's mechus zman. But you bring it on the second day Pesach, on Tez Zayin ben Nissan, you brought it in its time. And that's called yoim aviyachem. So we have a chakira. How do we look at yoim aviyachem in order that sphere should be misyaches to yoim aviyachem? Do we look at it at the Kochim Dike Yoim Aviyachem? The day that's Kavua for this Akrova? And you count from a day that's Kavua for this Akrova, the Poyo? The Rambam agrees, the Rambam holds Bizman HaZeh, we have that, because we have Kavim today. But if you need from the Yoim that it's Noyeg, the Mitzvah's Oimer, today we don't have a Yoim that it's Noyeg, the Mitzvah's Oimer, because no Kabonis Mitzvahs are Noyeg Bizman HaZeh. But what should that be Tommy? Why would the Rambam go basa the kochim dike yoim? And why would other Rishonim go basa the mitzvah dike yoim? What would that be Tommy? So dachzich me that if you learn the sugya, it is a very interesting thing in the din of Sfira Balayla. We paskin la halacha that you count Balayla. Why do you count Balayla? So the Gemara says, because of this Indian called Tmimus. More than a Havamina. Yochel, Yiktzer, Yochel, Yispor, the Yiktzer, the Yovi Bayoim. About you bring the Korban Bayoim. So Yochel, the Gemara says, you should count and cut and bring Bayoim. Talmud Loimar, Tmimus Tiyen. It's not Tmimus if you're going to bring it by Yoim. It's Memela, Ktsira, Sfira, and Ktsira is Balayla. Ktsira Usfira is Balayla, and Avo is by Yoim. Kuptaro is the Gemara. Zokt Rashi. You need Yoim Aviyachem. How could you count by night? I have a problem called Tmimus. But why is the night called Yoim Aviyachem? Rashi was bothered with this kash. Why is the night called Yoim Aviyachem? You can't bring it then. So it's not your Neviyachet. Well, Mechus is man lo is balayla. Balayla is called Mechus is man. It's a ganze sugya in Mechus is man lo boy bayoy. But you can't bring a carbon balayla. Balayla is bayoy. So Rashi speaks out. Gemara declares, "Im yoyim aviyachem yochol yikter veyisper veyavi bayoyim sheva shabbos is tmimis tiyen. Emesay atomoysi sheva shabbos is tmimis me mizman shatomaschil limonois mi boerev." Then the Gemara says, "Ktsira v'tsira balayla v'avoa bayoyim." Zokt Rashi. Im yoyim aviyachem that shloishton uk v'hu keechot. So Yochel Shloishtom Bayoy. And for the Gemara, no. The Ksiv Yoyim Aviyachem. Uktsiri has to be the Yoyim Aviyachem Ksiv. The Kibon the Choshchon Nibo Erev Yoyim Aviyachem. The night is called already Yoyim Aviyachem. Because Moshul, most Yom Toivim and Shabbos begins from at night. Hayerev Hayevoykim. So it begins from at night. Is a Tzoyin Kadoshim here? Oh yeah, I don't know where it is. Yeah, it's in the Agoyas here. The Loihavi Mekame Miyoyim Aviyachem Usfiri the Mekame Avor Af Ogav the Miyoyim Aviyachem Tisperu Ksiv the Mashma Achar Avor Tisperu the Miyoyim Aviyachem Ksiv the Loi Mishas Aviyachem Kivan the Chashecho Mibo Erev Yoyim Aviyachem Hu the Ayoyim Hoylech Achar Alayim. The day begins by night. So what was he thinking? In the Kashi, he is in Kachin, the Yom is not Hoylech Achar HaLayla. In Kachin, whatever that means, Shteta Shprach HaLayla Hoylech Achar HaYom B'Kachin. But that could be, that's not as significant as it sounds. But there's certainly no Yom Hoylech Achar HaLayla in Kachin. You need Mishetan Itzachamla. Call the Mishnah Megillah. Kachim come from Netzach Hamla till Shkiyas Hamla. That's when there's this man back of his Kachim. For all Kachim. Kavuol is man, not Kavuol is man. So what does it mean that Yoyim Aviyachem Oymer Atnufa, the Teretz is, Rashi's changing the Pshat here. Rashi's saying that Yoyim Aviyachem doesn't mean the Kachim Dike Yoyim Aviyachem. The Zman that's Hukva for Akrovas Akor. That of course begins in the morning. But the Yoyim Aviyachem is a mitzvah of Sfira Sa'oimah, just like there's a mitzvah of other mitzvahs of Yom Tovim, of Zmanim. They all begin at night. Unless there's a specification that they should be only by Yoyim. Halal has to be by Yoyim in Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy. Other mitzvahs have other limitations, so they have to be by Yoyim. But when there's no limitation, any kachim, any chulindika mitzvah, which is Kavu Zman, starts at night. So Mamela, in all mitzvahs of the Torah, ayoyim hoylech achar alayla. So the night is the night, and when it's chal, this new mitzvah of mitzvah lasei lisper sfira soim. So the mitzvah is chal by night, and the tmimis is megaladat. Tmimis is not telling you to go against yoyim aviyachem. Rashi's learning tmimis is megale the meaning of yoyim aviyachem, and the meaning of yoyim aviyachem is that we look at the mitzvah of Sfira like we look at any other mitzvah in the Torah. That's tolling in Zman. The mitzvah of Simchas, the Samachta B'Chagecha, starts with Laila. Every mitzvah in the Torah that has to do with Zman starts at night. Except where the Torah limits it to the day. The Baal Sfira was never limited to the day. And Adarabba, to me, Mrs. Megala, that it starts from the night. So regular, it's a mitzvah. So what we did now is take Yoyim Aviyachem out of the realm of a Zman Kvius for Korban, nor a Zman Mitzvah. And Zman Mitzvah starts at night. That would be very Gishmak, like those who are Choylik on the Rambam. And they say, what? Just because there's a Chitimtz to be Makiv Oymer B'Zman Hazeh, that doesn't mean that There's a mitzvah of oimer b'zman hazeh. And if the Torah stelled avek a mitzvah on yoim aviyachem, today there's no mitzvah of yoim aviyachem, because there's no mitzvah savor b'zman hazeh. That would be pshat in the chokim on the Rambam. Look how the Rambam brings the din of tmimus. The Rambam has a different conclusion that comes out from the mitzvah of tmimus, from the drosha of tmimus. Umitzvah limnois ayomim viashvues tisvu chamishim yoim. Now he says, umitchilas ayoim moinin. You count sphira from the tchila of the yoim. Lefichach moine balaylo nileil shisha osu benis. What does he mean? Umitchilas ayoim moinin. What do the words mean? Doesn't say ubitchilas ayoim moine. Bitchilas ayoim. So that's strange. So the whole night is tchilas ayoim. 24 hours, 12 and 12. I know how big it's in the summer, so it's 9 and 3, 9 and 15, 9 and 30, whatever. 16. But June, Chleisifilis is. But when it, Tchilas Ayoim, the sheer of Tchilas Ayoim is the ganze night. Oh, but the Tosfos that you learned, I'm sure you learned, the Zechel HaMikdash with the Goyinim, that the Goyinim say that you should sail Sphira before Laila, you should sail Shvira. In out, no, but there's a Svara Deraisa. Afilu by Yoim Somach Lechashecha. By Yoim Somach Lechashecha is Adif Mishum Tmimis. What does that mean? You have to pre-count the Svira. What is it? What do I have to do, Svira? When I'm in the day, I count, or as I'm entering the day, I count before I go into the day. Mitchila. The day that's coming is Yom Echad. Tomorrow, Ayoy, Yom Shnei Yomim. The Goyinim say because of that you have to do it Niboid Yoyim, because they look at the whole 24-hour unit as the Yoyim of Sphira. The Rambam's Shita is that the unit of Sphira is the daytime. Because the Rambam is still going with the Kachin Dika Yoyim. And the Kachin Dika Yoyim is from the morning till at night. Aye, what does Tmimus do? Tmimus says you don't count it in the day where you could count it in the morning. You have to count it mitchilas ayoyim. So mitchilas ayoyim means you have to count it before the day. So you have to make sure to count it at night because that's going to be before the day. Mitchilas ayoyim hu moine. Lefichach moine mitchilas v'tezayim benis. Come to chayz that the Rambam taka blibes with the kachem de kayoyim. So Rav Chaim, who says that the Rambam is using Kedusha Rishoyim, Akitcha Lashaita, Akitcha Asad Lovel, is using Makrivin, Afal Pisha Ein Bias, that's because the Rambam Lashitasoi is using Tezayin Ba'oimer, the Kachim Diket Tezayin Ba'oimer. The Cholkim on the Rambam, who say not like that, is they learn that after the Drosh of Tmimis, they've learned that the day we're talking about is the Chulin Diket Tezayin Ba'oimer. So, Mela, there's no mitzvah today to bring a noima. If there's no mitzvah, there's no sphere. It's the machloikis. The Rambam and the Reuven Mefarshim is not necessarily if we hold from Dusha Rishoyna Kitcha L'Shaita. Could be we all hold Kitcha L'Shaina Kitcha L'Shaita. And could be we all hold Makrivin Afal Pishayim Bayis. And we all hold you're not allowed to go up to the Har Bayis with Manazen if you go into the Makom Kredosh HaKadoshi Michayev Koros. The machloikis is what's the Yoyim Aviyachem that we're dealing with? The Rambam learns Yom Aviyachem remains the Yom Akrova, and the din of Tmimus is only that you pre-count the Yom Akrova. And Tosfos learns no, the Torah was Megala with the Pasuk Tmimus that we're not going with the Yom Akrova, we're going with the Yom Mitzvah Sakrova, and that's Tezayin and that's Tezayin Sivan. Meilu B'Zman Hazeh is no Mitzvah Sakrova.
So the Rambam is also Mechayev at night.
Rambam says you have to count at night. Because the din is to count in advance of the Yom Aviyachem. You have to count in advance as you preceding to the Yom Aviyachem, you have to count. Tamimah says the whole Yom Aviyachem has to be in the count. I'm not mechadish anything because it's in Tosfos. Tosfos is shita from the Balalochas Gedolos that you have to count in the daytime. Today, the whole 24 hours should be in the Sphira is exactly what I'm saying in the Rambam Lamaisa. Because the Rambam holds not the whole 24 hours, only the 12 hours, but the 12 hours has to be counted from before. What's the Shir, a whole night? I don't know. But that's state in Rambam. That's not everyone. That's the Rambam and the Bahag. There's many Rishonim that don't dash in Tvivas that way. But the Rambam and the Bahag count that way. The Bahag l'shitosoy on the 24 hours, the Rambam l'shitosoy on the 12 hours. There's other Rishonim that learn that's not what Tvivas means. But the Evan, I don't know. That's the halacha. The halacha is loy. The Rambam says loy mono shochach v'loy mono balayla moine bayoyim. I don't know what that means.
Well, no, what it means, what he says,
if Lila's kill his yoim, then the yoim is in Tavadigit.
So it's Tavadigit. Shailas to the Yevet. So Tmimis is Ma'akit. Can't say Tmimis is no Alechatchilas, and it's Ma'akit.
So if you miss a day, like the Rambam, it's like the Bahagit.
Davin can in the Mishtabur get. If you could hold both Tmimis. If you hold one, you don't hold the other. Rambam doesn't bring if you miss a day.
Right.
He doesn't bring.
I got one to use for sure.
Okay. So, but could be Tmimis is not Ma'akit. Okay. I'll say a guy Ge'echad, I just said, sorry, Mashal, should this time. I saw today from the Shalah, a beautiful, a shekelich of art. I hear Riv, Ben Roya Mikne Avram, Leroya Mikne Loit. So Avram Avinu, so it was a Riv between shepherds, Goyish shepherds, big deal, right? It's going on to Vishal Loit and Avram Avikuach. So Avram tells Loit, Hezachim, Alta Nihi Meriva, that's it. You go smile, Emin, smile, Mizach Tzatel. Fine. Light was more than glad to do that. But what the Shalach Kaddish says, what's this Lashon Riva? Ahi Riv, Alna Tehim Riva. He says over, I think from the Al Sheikh, I don't know from whom he says it over. So the Shalach Kaddish, Meriva is Malashon Akeva. And Akeva gives birth. To Shengiven Ariv. We're holding already with a riv. But let's make sure we stop it right now that it's only a riv. But if we're going to let it continue, the riv will be a mariva. The riv will give birth to all kinds of gidulim that we would have never expected l'chatchila. The riv is step one. The mariva. Like a lady has period of rivia, the riv could give birth to who knows where it's going to end up. So the Shlach Kodesh. So Avraham Avinu told him, let's stop right here. Let's not anoshem achem anachnu, and we see later Avram vayorek es chanichov, he went to save him vakadoyme vechadoyme. So I'll tell you something I saw on Yontif, an incredible thing. Sounds like it's impeccable source. I was in a shul on a Shabbos Chalamoyer in Lakewood. I went in the back. I took out a sefer. I never saw it before. They had a whole shelf with Rav Chatzke Levenstein's forum. And then I had one sefer that I never recalled. It was Taka a younger Ayid that was a Talmud of Rav Chatzke Levenstein in 1952, 53, 54. That was when he transitioned between the Mir Yerushalayim to Ponovich when Rav Deslob was Nifter. So in those years, this Yid was listening to the Shmuz and then he recorded the Shmuz, weekly Shmuz. In there, the Yid brings down that in 1952, on the yard side of Abisol Salanta, he was at a kemes in Tel Aviv. When the Balei Musa used to have this in the Beis HaMusa, they used to have a kemes. That 1952 was not so long after the period of Abisol Salanta. The Chreis, it was Nifter in Tov Reis Lamed Gimel, and this was Tov Shin Yud Beis. So it's 79 years. Today it's almost 150 years. So a Yid, a Bal Musar, I think he lived in America, but he was at that time in Eretz Yisrael. His name was Rabbi Yisrael Stam. He had a son that had a shul in Bensonhurst, but he was a Kelimer. So he spoke over there and he said, when he was a Bacher in Kelim, Reb Naftali Amsterdam, one of Reb Yisrael's three major Talmidim, came to Kelem, and usually he used to take a bacher and walk with him for Shpatzir, when he used to walk maybe for his health, whatever. He used to take a bacher and talk with the bacher Ashkafis. So he said over the following story. He said, Reb Yisrael Salanta told him, when I came up with the idea of Limud HaMusar, my plan was not to have it in the yeshivas. He wanted to make it that it should be the norm by Yiddish Balabatim, that Musar, the whole Indian of going to a place and learning Musar and bringing self-improvement, should become the norm by Yidden, Navakshim, like today Daf Yomi is the norm. He had a vision that that should be a norm. And he says, and I really held that it's possible that I'm going to be bringing Mashiach with this idea. I'm going to be bringing the Geul. As they talked to Yisrael Salanta. But then, the Misnagdim, who came out against me, came out with all kinds of tainus, negating where I was coming from, and all the chesronos. Believe me, says, I had tshuva nitzachas on every single time. I could have answered back every single time. I could have had polemics with them. I could have answered everything back. I could have written a sefer against what they were saying. These were talking gedolim that came out against them. But I decided, you know how machloikis is. We know how it starts, but we don't know how it to what it leads. And I decided, this is the lashon that I saw. I had rachmanis on the family. We don't know where machloikis goes. Once the machloikis goes, it eats up. It's a fire. It who knows what it does. So I seized and desisted. I didn't push my case. I didn't push my case. I made my case. I rested my case. And that was the end of the story. See, here's the thing. Reb Yisrael Salanta had a vision that he had a game-changing idea that's going to bring Mashiach. Imagine Mashiach would have come 130 years ago, before all the 145 years ago, before we would have had all the tzaras that we had in the last 145 years. Baruch Nigas of the Gashmi. But it would have entailed opening up machloikis. It would have gone from Rif to Meriva. Reb Yisrael Salanta wasn't willing to go from Rif to Meriva. So I saw today the Shalom, I reminded myself what I saw on Yontif. It's a Dovan Noir. Dovan Noir. And people are tempted, you know. You have to remember, machloikis doesn't have to be on an international scale or on a national scale, or even on a communal scale. In families, parents with children, children with parents, in-laws, brothers-in-law, sisters, it's just out there, you know, I don't have to tell the Olam what's going on out there. A good zach to remember. Riv, all right, that's part of life. But don't let the Riv turn into a Meriva. Let the Zachar not become an Akeva. Because once it's a Meriva, the results don't end. To the degree, the Yisrael Salanta had a Gedank, had a vision that he could bring Mashiach with what he was doing. But if the price is machloikis, it's not touching. A good to work. What's machmir? Fayontiv. Shalom, shalom. Ben Tzirik, at the Minkat Shechasin, and Ben Tzirik.
Jetzt kann ich euch auch.
Oh, Shkoy. Thank you. Hey, good to work. How are you?
We see them in the
mission.
Mission in Roshuna, Mishnah.